With my mouth, so I proclaim thy truth from generation to generation.
Alleluia.
Now when Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he departed to Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is by the sea, in the regions of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned." From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As you can tell, I have a little voice this morning. One of the unspoken benefits of the Orthodox Church not having pews, as you don't hear it very often, but it actually makes the faithful look forward to the sermon because they can sit down. And even though my voice is not good this morning, I would not deprive you of the opportunity to sit down for a few minutes. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
So what is this great light that those sitting in the darkness see? It goes on to say that this light has dawned on those sitting in the region and shadow of death. So clearly it is the light of the Savior's resurrection from the dead. But how can that be? We're at the beginning of Jesus' public ministry. We're not at the cross. Let us understand that our salvation is rooted not in a what, but in the who, the person of Jesus Christ. Christmas, Theophany, Pascha, these are what's, these are events. But they come to be through the person of Jesus Christ, and they are rooted in the person, the who, of Jesus Christ. Who was born of the Virgin? Who was baptized in the Jordan? Who was crucified on the cross and laid in the tomb? This is the root of our salvation. The Christmas Theophany and Pascha, God the Son comes into the world. He becomes one with us, weaves himself into the fabric of our earthly and bodily life. In these feasts, we come into the Lord's presence. He gives himself to us. He opens himself to us, so that if we would, we may receive not a message, but the person of God the Son incarnate himself, Jesus Christ. And if we would unite ourselves to him, we don't become ideologues. You know, we don't become quote-unquote believers. We become Christ's. We become God's, little g. Because we become one with Christ, who is God. And through him we become one with the Father and the Holy Spirit in the heavenly mystery of personal communion, in which we are in God, God is in us. We are the bush, he's the fire that's burning our bush, and we become burning bushes that are not consumed, but in fact become what we were meant to be. This is not a religious theory either. It becomes a concrete incarnate reality in Holy Eucharist, and we see it manifested in the flesh in the saints of the church. In our deep heart, following the prophet, we are beyond all things. The beyond all things is in the personal presence of Jesus Christ. In his presence, we are beyond all words. We are beyond all events, all things. We are beyond even ourselves. Yet here precisely is where we come to be who we really are, children of God. St. John says that Christ is the light of the world, shining in the darkness, which the darkness. One way to translate that word is, the darkness cannot define it. At the tomb of Lazarus, the Lord tells Mary and Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even though he dies, yet shall he live. Listen to his words closely. Light, resurrection, and life are not descriptions of Jesus. They are who he is. I am the resurrection, the life, and the light. The true light, resurrection, and life are themselves the very mystery of the person of Jesus Christ. To see the light of Christ's resurrection and life, we descend into the wordless stillness of our deep heart, where we are beyond all things. And in our deep heart, we come into the presence of Jesus Christ himself. We come into the presence of the light, the resurrection, and the life. But Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. That means that the light, the resurrection, and life of God, Jesus Christ, are the image in whom we came to be. And this is what defines us as human beings. Light, resurrection, and life. Jesus Christ, the image of God. That means that we come to know ourselves only as we are in the light, the resurrection, and the life, or in the personal presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the church is the body of Christ, which he received from the Holy Virgin. The body of Christ is not some different body. I mean, it's his own body, but it's our human nature. He didn't make a different nature to become man. He took our human nature and became man. It's our body, it's our mind and our soul, that he has cleansed and sanctified and deified in the mysteries of his Christmas, his Theophany, and his Pascha. There's only one body of Christ, not many. And we believe that the true church is that which confesses Jesus Christ as the Son of God incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and worships the Father in spirit and in truth. In other words, in the Holy Spirit and in Jesus Christ, who is the truth. Understand then that in the Orthodox Church, we are coming into the presence of the light, the resurrection, and the life. In the church, here is where we come to know who we are, why we are, what we're all about. To be sure, the light and the life that shone in the death and resurrection of Christ came to be in history. But we know that the resurrection happened because we know the resurrection not as an event outside of us that happened long ago and far away. We know the resurrection and the life in our deep heart, where we come into the luminous personal presence of him who is himself the true light, the resurrection, and the life. In the same way that is standing in their deep heart in the personal presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, Abraham and the prophets saw the day of the Lord's appearing. In their time, that day was yet to happen. It was still in the future. But in his presence, they saw it then and there, and they rejoiced. Therefore, the light those sitting in darkness saw when Jesus left Nazareth and dwelt in Capernaum in the hill country of Zebulun and Naphtali by the sea was not a what. The light that they saw was Jesus himself. Dwelling among us in the flesh as one of us, the true light has dawned in our flesh. He has risen. He has risen in our living and in our dying. He who is the true light has come into the world. God himself has begun to be in us. The invisible eternal God is among us visibly, concretely, in his body, the church. In his body, the church, the resurrection and the life, God himself has begun to work in us. It's been working in the world now for how many centuries? Producing how many saints? It begins to work in us even before his cross and burial. It began to work even at the Jordan, even in Bethlehem. So that even if we die, if we believe in him, if we unite ourselves to him in our living and in our dying, yet do we live. For in his body, the church, we die in the resurrection and the life, who by his death has slain death. The Holy Fathers say that to die in Christ is an inexpressible sweetness. For what dies in Christ is all that is earthly in us, all that is not of God in us, all that is not truly who we are. What dies in Christ is sin that kills us. What dies is death. And in the death of our death, we are restored to our original beauty and wholeness in the person of Jesus Christ, the divine image of the invisible God, who defines who we really are. He is the name of God, in whom we find our true name, our true identity. The heavens were opened as soon as he rose from the Jordan, it says. That means that his ascension began right there at the Jordan. It began when he descended into the Jordan. Liturgical hymns tell us that at the bottom of the Jordan, he brought all of creation down to the better and changeless path that ascends to God. In the church, the Spirit of Christ has led us from the Nativity of the Theotokos on September 8th at the beginning of the church year, to Bethlehem on Christmas, and now to the Jordan. Where do we go from here? Brothers and sisters, we begin now to make ourselves ready to be led by the Spirit into the wilderness of Great Lent, beyond the Jordan to the summit of Golgotha, into the tomb of the light that shines in the darkness, and out onto the other side, out into the deep beyond all things, out into the resurrection and the life on the other side, and into the open heavens. Do you see? This liturgical movement of the church, from the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin, to Pascha, to Pentecost, to the Dormition of the Theotokos, this is the true movement of our soul. And its proof is not found out there, buried in the artifacts of history, or in the lifeless hypotheses of science. It's found within you. It's found in your deep heart, where we come into the personal presence of the true light, the resurrection, and the life. Dear faithful, let's ask ourselves, where do we wish to go in our life? Have you given any thought to the fact that any path we choose to follow in this life leads into the grave? Have you given any thought as to which tomb, whose tomb, do you want to be found in when you come to the end of your path? In the light of Christmas and Theophany, shining in his holy church, his body, we find, we come upon the better and changeless path that ascends to God. That path, too, is Christ himself. The path comes down to us from the wilderness of our soul, where he has triumphed over Satan. He comes from beyond the Jordan to us who are sitting in darkness, in the region and shadow of death, to us here in the city of the world. He, the path, comes to us from the deep of our heart, where we are deep, beyond the Jordan. Repent, he calls out. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's at hand because the King is here in our midst, in the flesh. Repent, turn around, come out of the city, follow the Spirit into the wilderness of your soul. Follow him back beyond the Jordan where you came from, back into your heart, into the presence of him who is the image of God in whom you were made. Here then is the mystical essence of the Lenten fast that is coming. The fast is the concrete means by which we come mystically out of the city and to the Jordan and descend into its depths to find that better and changeless path, Christ himself, who ascends to God through the wilderness of our soul and into our heart. We fast in order to come out from behind the masks that separate us from one another and from God, to take off our earthly garments, soiled by our sins, our greed, our conceit, our entitlement, our laziness, our vanity, our anger, fear, depression, despair, to take off our earthly garments and to clothe ourselves in Christ, who is himself the robe of light that you were clothed in at your baptism. He is the robe of light. He is the robe of life and resurrection. And when we clothe ourselves with him daily by dying and living in him, thinking in him, feeling in him, putting ourselves in his presence every moment that we can remember, then we begin ourselves to become all light. As we descend in Christ, who is the resurrection and the life, and who leads us and brings us into the tomb of our heart and transfigures us there by his cross into a bridal chamber, in order that we might ascend with him into the open heavens, our true destiny. May God have mercy on us. The joy of the feast be with you. Most holy Theotokos, save us. Christ is in our midst. Amen.